electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity.
Having a conversation with what's new and available from Fox Valley Electric and Fox Valley Air with the owner, Randy Cole. Randy, again, I want to thank you for taking the time to come in. I feel like I've dragged you in the studio here a few times, but you got a lot going on. Who runs the coffee shop?
My wife does. Yeah. My wife does. Thank God.
Okay. And but what's the name of it?
Badass Coffee of Hawaii.
Of Hawaii, of right. course. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how do you get into a coffee shop as an electrician? Whose dream was this?
My wife and I together, she's always wanted to do something of a cafe. We got to talking about it. We love Hawaii. We love the whole atmosphere there. We love Kona Coffee. We've gone to Hawaii several times and just love the whole culture. So we got to looking at a coffee business. We came across that particular franchise.
Oh,
talked okay. to them and just really fell in love with the whole concept and started putting it together. And then pretty soon we were too far in. So here we go. We're having a coffee shop.
So your location is where?
We're at 83rd Avenue and Van Buren in Tolleson.
Okay. The whole franchise has that name?
The whole franchise has that name.
Okay. Very good. All right. So that's coffee. Now, so while your wife is running the coffee shop, you're running an electric company
mm-hmm.
that does commercial, industrial, and residential. But let's talk about the residential service y'all provide.
Okay.
How big a sweep, how big of an area will you cover?
We cover the entire metropolitan area. So okay. From one end to the all the way east to all the way west, north and south.
And we broadcast from Flagstaff to Nogales. So, folks, what he's talking about is the Phoenix metro area.
Mm-hmm. We've been out, but, yeah, it's the travel fees are a little expensive.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stay competitive. And I don't think, you know, electric is one of the trades Jennifer will not let me fool with. And that's smart. You know, I learned kind of the old-fashioned way. Lick your fingers, touch the wire. That's how you determine if you've got amperage there or not. not something I would recommend and not something I taught my boys, but that's how my grandfather taught me. But electric isn't anything you want to fool with.
That's correct. You know, there's electrocutions, fire hazards, things like that. One of the first things that electricians learn in the fire in the industry is fire codes and things like that. The electricity causes heat, which causes fire. So proper electrical work is really part of the National Fire Protection Agency. The NFPA writes the articles for the NEC. So it's pretty dangerous, things that you want to make sure are done correctly for those reasons.
And I'm pretty familiar with all the building departments and their permit requirements. There's very... very, very little you can do electrically without having to pull a permit. And once a permit has to be pulled, it needs to be done by a licensed electrician.
That's correct. And should be done by a yes. licensed electrician. There's a lot to it as far as the, you know, the grounding and the proper methods that is what keeps it fire safe.
You've got the new circuits, you've got the older homes with the hot and neutral that you can upgrade to a grounded receptacle.
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You've got the aluminum wiring that you can pigtail to copper.
Correct.
And that's critical. I don't think people understand what's bad about aluminum. Aluminum is a good conductor. It just happens to vibrate when it's conducting.
It loosens, which causes it to loosen connections, and again, which causes heat and which causes fire.
That little screw on the switch that's holding the wire, or the little screw on the plug, the receptacle that's holding the wire, can have a tendency over years in an aluminum home to back out,
mm-hmm.
creating a gap.
Right.
Well, that's not going to stop the electricity flow, right? That's just going to create an arc.
It creates an arc, much like a welder.
Yeah. And now you've got a live arc inside that box every time you're asking it to deliver electricity to wherever you're asking it.
You can hear it sometimes.
Yes, you can.
You're walking through your house and you hear a little bit of a noise coming from an outlet or a switch, and then it's a good chance that you have something like that going on. You should have a licensed electrician come check it out.
So all that aluminum situation can be taken care of with copper pigtails, special with special connectors and adapters. Mm-hmm. You can ground the two-wire systems. We've gone into ground fault interrupters. Then we've gone into what's the next level above ground fault?
There's arc fault.
Arc fault.
Arc fault. The arc fault protection will actually help against that same loosening.
Yeah.
And that, then when it does that arcing, it'll help protect against that trip the breaker out.
Well, you're talking about 100, generally speaking, on most circuits, 120 volts. And that's enough to put a real tear in your eye and a sparkle on your tooth.
That's right.
Man, oh, man. All right, so for all of these services, Randy, you and your team are available at Fox Valley Electric and Fox Valley Air, both operations coming out of one office. The phone number for that one office?
It's 623-587-7370.
Business owners, I hope you heard what we were talking about at the beginning of the hour. Business owners and building owners and landlords. Homeowners, I hope you were talking about what we were talking about in segment 2 and 3 about biologically purifying your home. And in segment 4 here, the services offered by Fox Valley Electric. Mr. Randy Cole, again, thank you so much for coming in to Rosie on the House this absolutely wonderful Arizona Saturday morning.
Thank you.